I got an update on the story of the little boy who got bullied over his homemade University of Tennessee shirt. We mentioned this on the show the other day, right?
He won.
Oh, yeah, the kid won. The kid's now one of the most popular kids in school. Did you see the follow-up yesterday?
I did not.
Okay, let's go on this. So here's the thing. There's a school here in Florida where they were going to have, I guess it was a school's College Colors Day. And the little boy loves the University of Tennessee, but did not have a University of Tennessee shirt. All right. So he talked to his teacher, and she goes, well, you can wear an orange shirt. You can wear the colors of the college. Doesn't have to be a university shirt. You can just wear the colors. So apparently every day leading up to College Colors Day, which is always kind of a special thing when your school, if you have a basic uniform, maybe you have to wear the same polo shirt and shorts. You know, a lot of schools do that these days. It's a polo shirt with the school's logo on it or something. Well, so when you get to break from any uniform, it's kind of special. So they were having the College Colors Day, and he was excited. And once he got permission to just wear an orange shirt, you'll be fine. That'll count. He would tell the teacher every day, I'm so excited. You know, this is an elementary school kid. You know, we're talking single-digit age here. You tell the teacher every day, I got an orange shirt. I can't wait. I got an orange shirt. I'll be bringing it in. So not only did he have an orange shirt, he also made a handmade sign, a block kind of letter, and wrote, you know, U and a T, and then he scribbled in the middle of the lines of the U and in the lines of the T to fill it in a little, and he wrote of, but the O was off-centered from the F, and, you know, it had the little scribbled in dots for the U dot, T dot. It was a kid's drawing, right? He wore it proudly to school, so excited. When he came back from lunch, he went into the room where the teacher was, put his head down on his desk and was crying. Because apparently, some girls, and yes, in school, the bullying is often done by girls. Most girls I know that I've talked to have asked the question, are girls really that mean? Yes, they're really that mean. And that's from girls, other girls. Guys will get into a fight, dust it off. All right, bro, fine, done. Walk it off. Hug it out. Girls get into a fight, you have an enemy for life. Okay. Well, these girls were bullying this little boy at lunch. They didn't even participate in College Colors Day. They weren't wearing the colors of any college. But they bullied him because he had stuck or taped or pinned a piece of paper with this logo he drew onto his orange shirt for College Colors Day. Got bullied by it. Now, the story became viral because University of Tennessee found out about it and made a copy of the shirt, right? Pat's got it up on the screen here in the studio. If you search Florida boy Tennessee shirt, you'll find it. Well, here's what happened. The first thing that happened was she wanted to reach out to anybody that had any connections at the University of Tennessee. She wanted to see if they're, you know, to get a little support, something, right? Teachers do that all the time. University of Tennessee found out about it and reached out to her. See, where's that in the story? So she reached out to the University of Tennessee to try to do something extra special for the boy. It all went viral almost immediately among Vols fans, volunteer fans. And then she was contacted by the University of Tennessee itself, informing her that they wanted to send him and the rest of his class a care package in support of the student.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So within 24 hours, so many people reached out, and the boy got this care package. When it came, it was a unifying experience, not just for the class, but for the whole school. The box was full of goodies. He put on a jersey, one of the many hats, and everybody who saw it was either had goosebumps or tears when they explained why the university sent it. All right? Then the kids in the class, he started handing everything out. Kids all put on bracelets. The kids all wanted to take their new University of Tennessee water bottles to the cooler to fill them up. They used their University of Tennessee pens to complete a writing assignment. All right? Didn't end there. That's when the University of Tennessee decided they wanted to take the boy's design and make it an official school shirt. Now, this is where I found out about it. This part had already happened. I didn't know that the University of Tennessee had sent a care package. So they did that, and then they took proceeds from selling the shirt, and it's going to Stomp Out Bullying, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to eradicating bullying in all forms.
Win all the way around.
A complete win, right? So this boy who loved the University of Tennessee made up his own logo, pinned it to his shirt to wear it on College Colors Day, got bullied, was in tears. Now he gets more free tennis. He didn't even have a Tennessee shirt of his own. Now he's got jerseys and hats and shirts and pens and water bottles with enough to share with his whole class, right? The whole school now knows about it. What a great lesson and a complete turnaround.
But it's the old logo. Because they got the new logo now that's out.
Well, forget that. The University of Tennessee made this an official shirt. It sold so well, the website crashed.
I can't wait to watch this weekend and see if we
you're
see
gonna
this shirt.
Oh, I guarantee you are going to see this shirt
everywhere
at the game. I had no intention to go watch a Tennessee game.
I would buy one of those.
You know, I probably would just to support it.
Support him, and that was a great idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, what a fantastic, this is a win move for the University of Tennessee. Because to be honest, it would be really, you'll find more victims of bullying than you will find bullies in this. If you went around and asked everybody, were you ever bullied in school? I bet you will get more than half the people you ask to say, yeah, I was bullied in school. You'll get a few honest ones, the ones that have grown up, that said, no, I was the bully. I didn't even realize what didn't even know it at the time. Well, the shirt's so popular, the online store crashed, I think, on Sunday or Monday. And they had to fix it so they'd get back up to selling it again. The university's interim president even tweeted about how touched he was witnessing the whole thing take place. That's interim president for the University of Tennessee, Randy Boyd. I was touched to learn of a young Florida school student's heart for the University of Tennessee, and I loved his imagination behind designing his own shirt. Literally, it was an orange shirt. Just any old orange shirt, and he took a piece of blank paper, did a UT logo, pinned it to the shirt, and he got bullied for that. And the president said, so many of us admire his love for UT, and it's awesome to see everyone step up and send him UT gear. Hashtag everywhere UT. We've got a huge University of Tennessee fan right here in this building. Huge Vols fan. He and I talk about it all the time. I'm a big Gators fan. He's a University of Tennessee fan. I know an office on the other side of town where somebody was a huge University of Florida fan. He got permission to paint his office orange and blue. There was a huge Tennessee Volunteer fan in the building who put Tennessee orange paint into the orange paint of the wall. He mixed Tennessee orange with Gator orange, unbeknownst to the Gator fan. To this day, I don't know if he knows that it was done. But I knew. I knew that in that office that was supposed to be orange and blue for the University of Florida, it had a little bit of Tennessee orange, volunteer orange, mixed into the paint before it went into the walls. That is an awesome office prank. I bet you the office is still painted that color today.
There you go. Just $15 for the shirt.
Yeah, not bad. SKU number 09216. UTVolShop.com. UTVolShop.com. The official shirt from this kid. Yeah, $15. That's awesome. Now, you'll expect delivery in late September. So the whole story is there. The mother wrote a great letter. That is how you handle bullying. And that is how you teach a lesson to the bullies that it won't be tolerated. And that if you do right, you'll be rewarded in one way or another. Maybe it's in your own heart. Maybe it's in the next life. But I do believe that the good you do leaves its mark. And this boy has impacted the entire volunteer nation. Great job. Great follow-up to that story. This is Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner. You're listening to Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.